Welcome back to another exciting installment of The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm Jesse Bruce. We're being joined by the sommelier out there at the Grand Haven D&W, Jeff Kretschmar, joining us. Hello, good sir. And we had you on last week. It was quite a hit, and we enjoyed talking about wine. But this week, we are talking about
beer. Michigan beer. So Grand Rapids was voted the best beer city in the USA. It's got 40 craft beer breweries within a 30-minute travel time out of the city. So there's a lot of great breweries that we have here. We have Oddside Ales, and of course, right out your back door right here, we got Grand Armory Brewery, and then we have the Holland Brewery Company. Also the Vandermill Mitten Brewing Company. Founders is another great one that a lot of people are into. Bell's Brewery, and then Old Nation Brewery, which we do have a couple of their beers here to taste out today, which I know you're excited about that.
I am. Now, I was asking this beforehand. Are the when we do this, because last week I learned a lot about how when you sample wine, you do the pour and the twist and you rinse out. Is it the same for this or a little different?
It's the same for beer. It's the same for bourbon. It's the same for wine. And actually, it's the same for food. Remember, when you smell, you're actually tasting 80% through your nose. Okay. So smelling it is definitely a big part of the whole tasting process.
Okay. Yes. And then all of these beers we're going to talk about, are they at D&W or will they be at D&W soon?
They will be in D&W within the next few days. These are new releases coming out.
All right. Well, then how do we start this and where do you want to go?
All right. Well, we can start this out here, but with Old Nation. Now, Old Nation here has a really good one I'm excited to try out. And this is the Orange Creamsicle, the M43, which a lot of people are very familiar with the M43 that they have.
Yeah.
And now this is going to be the creamsicle. Yeah.
All right.
So let's hope it leads up to its name. It'd be like a nice cool icicle during the springtime.
Okay.
The summer. As you can go ahead and see that this has got a nice little haze to it.
Yeah.
As you hold it out there, nice little haziness.
Sure.
Nice little froth head. On there.
And maybe after a few of them, you'll be in a haze. Yeah. So, yes.
So go ahead and give it a sniff and see what you come out on the nose with that one.
Well, it's very strong. But it's like a citrusy, orangish.
Yeah. Well, it's an Indian pale ale.
Oh.
So it's got that nice citrusy green, hop flavorings in there. The American pale ale is more balanced between the hops and the malts.
Okay. All right. So can I take a sip of this here? That is very strong. But but again, now when I say strong, it's not like, like overpowering it. I mean, you do get the orange creamsicle thing
in
it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a very, I want to say candy-ish type beer.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it does have that. This is something I personally am going to sit around and drink on a really nice hot day. Probably one, maybe two.
Yeah.
Am I going to, sit around for most of the day and have this type of beer?
Yeah.
Not so much.
And the thing is, despite the fact it's strong, it's smooth.
Right.
It's not busy in your mouth. It's just down the hatch and there you go.
So. Now we're going to go ahead and give it a little taste of it. Like I said, I always like to pair my products with food.
Mm-hmm.
And today we got some cowboy beans from the smokehouse at D&W. If you haven't had any, go ahead and you definitely got to stop in there and try some. The cowboy beans.
They do look lovely.
Phenomenal.
Right.
Well, not only that, it's got this whole room smelling like a great smokehouse in itself.
Okay.
So
is this like last week where I hold it in my mouth a little bit, then I take a sip?
Yeah, go ahead and put it in. Let it coat your mouth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then take yourself a nice swig of your beer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the orange is going to kind of play off from that. So,
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
It kind of bounced off the back of my teeth, and it just became a totally different flavor.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Still smooth, though.
Yeah.
All right. And again, this is Orange Creamsicle by Old Nation.
Old Nation.
M43. All right.
Now we're going to go and try out the Tranquilus. Now, the Tranquilus is a Mexican style, so it's going to have a little bit of that, spiciness in there, corianders, things on there. So these are really nice.
This is Tranquilus. It's from the same brewer.
Yep, from the Old Nation.
Okay.
As you can see, that's kind of like your regular style IPA.
Yes.
English, very light. You can see through.
The smell is different too. It's a lighter smell. It's not as strong.
Not as in your face.
No, right? And it's in. You can see through it. So.
Yep.
Here we go.
There you go.
Down there.
Go ahead and give that a little taste out. See how that.
Yes, Mom, we're drinking beer on the radio. There you go. All right, here we go. Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
To me, that is a summer drink. It tastes like summer. It's poppy like summer. This is you're sitting in your lawn chair when you should be mowing your lawn and you're just.
Correct.
Yeah, there you go.
That's correct.
This is a time passing beverage, yes.
And you have that, like I said, you have that nice little, spice on the end, sitting there in the back.
So to me, I'm immediately thinking, okay, like if I'm having a burrito or if I'm having like really, really nice, well done up nachos, this is the kind of thing I would want with that.
Exactly. And that's exactly how you should pair some of these, craft beers as well as your wines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stay with Italian food and Italian wines if you're not familiar. You know, French, with your French cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pair it up that way. This right here, definitely you can go. I would tie that with your mac and cheese and see how that works with the mac and cheese on there.
There we go.
You're going to get a little, different taste out of it.
Yep.
As opposed to if you were to pair that up with the beans and the beef.
Yep.
Because your beans and beef would, definitely be in the same realm as a, burrito.
All right, so it's very good, cheesy. It's like it's like homemade macaroni.
Yeah,
right.
That also has some of the pulled pork from D&W.
Mm-hmm.
So it still has some of that in there. So you still get some of that smokiness.
I was going to say it does taste smoky.
Yeah,
but again, not overpowering.
Right.
No, it's very
subtle.
Yes, very subtle. Because like when it hit, because when you put the macaroni in, you don't notice it, but then when this hits it. Then it's a good time.
There you go.
There you go.
Pulls it right out.
It does. Again, this is from Old Nation Brewing, and this is Tranquilis. It is a Mexican-style lager. So there you go.
Good, really good. Like I said, you can get those at D&W. A lot of people are loving that smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So
good
you can
stuff.
Just get in there and make sure you talk to Savannah. She'll always hook you up there. Next one we got here is from Blake's Hard Cider. Now, you got to remember, there is a difference between hard cider and beer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hard cider is going to be made more with fruits. That's going to be fermented just like a wine. And then it goes into the fermentation process of a beer style. There's where you kind of your differences on there. Still going to be in your beer category, but more fruity with a little bit of pizzazz to them. Now, we got Blake's Hard Cider. So we're going to go with here at the Big Jam. And the thing you're going to notice about these are the
pink
content. These can get up into some pretty high alcohol content on these things.
You say that
this
with
one
a straight
here is
face.
8%, where your normal beer is going to be, like your Budweiser and Miller, those are going to be between 4 and 5%,
mm-hmm.
ABV. And then you can get up to some of your higher craft beers. You can get up to the 7%. 8 is really pushing it. But mm-hmm. when you get into ciders, kind of your 6.5 on up to 8,
mm-hmm.
sometimes even a little higher up to 12.
Mm.
You're really pushing some of the limits on these guys.
Well, it's a lovely pink shade, and it smells fruity, obviously.
Yes.
So.
Almost like a shandy.
Yeah. And what's this called again?
This one here is the Blake Big Jam.
The Blake Big Jam. All right.
Big Jam.
Blake Big Jam.
Yeah.
Okay, now see, that's deceptive because if you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't notice that was alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fruity, and it just goes right on by it.
Which is dangerous.
It is. It is. It can be. It can be. It's not overpowering. It's very just smooth and refreshing. And this, again, when you're sitting on your lawn and you're supposed to be mowing.
It's a little bit bolder than a wine cooler. Well, let's go here to the blueberry raspberry. Blueberry raspberry.
From again. Blake's Hard Cider.
Same little color. But this is a little lighter than the other one, than the Big Jam.
Mm-hmm.
A little more florally on this.
And this
one.
Is not as much alcohol as the other one.
That is correct. This is only 6.5.
Six and a half.
All right, that one there coming in, putting on. What are you getting?
I'm getting some sparkle. I'm getting, it tastes more fruity than the other one. Every one of these we've had is smooth. There's no sting to any of these. So, boy, that's fruity though.
Oh, yeah.
But it's an earthy fruit. It's not like a candy fruit.
Yes.
Yes, it's very earthy. It's like if you were out in an orchard or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to me, and this is just how I classify them, this to me is like that 6 to 7 o'clock type, cider I would drink.
At night?
Yeah, 6 to 7 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't go any further than 7 o'clock, only because it doesn't have like the big gusto that I'm looking for when I'm getting into a big beer.
Mm-hmm.
But this has that nice settlement where when I want to drink and I want to start out nice and slow, kind of pace myself, and then take it with a meal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this I can have with a rhubarb salad.
Yeah.
You know, especially a garden salad with strawberries. So and the next one there we got is the tropical mango.
Tropical mango.
All of these ciders would be great on the boat, can't you? I mean, as we look outside.
As long
right
as somebody
now,
else is driving, good sir. Yeah. That's right.
That's true. As you look outside at your windows, you guys got a great view of the channel and stuff. Boy, it just makes me wish I was sitting on the back of a boat right now.
It actually looks like a wine is what it looks like. It's kind of like a pear-colored see-through.
A little nice light peachy there. Because it is made with fruit, like I said, it is fermented just like a wine.
All right, let's take a hit here.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth, not as sparkly as the last one, but I like this one the best of the three.
This one actually reminds me of like a light sparkling wine.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking of this, almost like a Moscato.
Yep.
And it's in the Moscato ballpark.
Yep.
And I was thinking ice cream for some reason.
Yeah.
Like this with an ice cream would have been great, you know?
Yeah.
But
there you go. Well, why don't you give that a taste out there with the macaroni? I knew the macaroni.
Go back in the
macaroni. Yeah, definitely give that one a try.
And by the way, everything we're talking about here, the mac and cheese and the baked beans and all of these drinks are going to be available. The beer should be available within days out there at D&W in their sections.
Yeah, as of Wednesday, we had a beer reset, so the Old Nations are both in that set right now. The Blakes are coming out and should be in that set by Friday, so we'll have those in there. Great. And
oh, wow. Popped.
Popped it right
it
up.
It just popped. That totally changed flavor of that, and it changed flavor of that. Mm. It's science, we say. It's science.
Yeah. And we got Shores Brewery Company that's coming out, and they got some really good. They got a pure Michigan spring haze. All their ingredients are everything from Michigan, and they did they sponsored the Coast Guard. They did the Coastie IPA last year. So this is going to be kind of the same ballpark as that one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be another great one coming up. And it's going to be just basically Michigan in a glass.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the go out camping, go down on your boat, you'll have Michigan in a glass with you at all times with those Schwartz Brewery Company.
Folks, we're talking to Jeff Crutchmeyer. He is the sommelier out there at the D&W in Grand Haven. If you've not been to D&W in a while, their wine section is huge. And if you haven't been there in a long, I mean, it's changed, right? It's that whole back corner. You know, back when I used to work here, it was the seafood department and the produce department, but that was 30 years ago. But no, they have a huge section, they have a huge selection, and they've got folks like Jeff there who can help you make the right choice as to what you should pair either your beer with or your wine with. Last week we did wine, this week we did beer. And again, everything we talked about here is going to be available at D&W. And then don't forget the pairings, too. And then, like, if you see Jeff there, just say, hey, you know, what do I pair this with? Because as we said last week, I think sometimes people, you know, when they go to a party, they just, well, I'll just get a bottle of wine. No, why don't you act like you know what you're doing? And just, you know, and you can say, okay, Jeff, it's going to be a garden party. It's going to be this weather, and they're going to have this. And you'd say, I would say you take that.
That's correct. That is what that is what I'm known for is wine and food pairing.
Mm-hmm.
I have made a career out of that. And I always like to help people with that. And also, if you're having a party and you don't know how much you should get, you know, should I get, you know, how much beer should I get? How much alcohol should I get? I do have the formula to go ahead and break that down for you so it makes it cost efficient on your wallet and won't break the bank.
Okay. This has been The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. We check with them every Friday.